I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for October 3rd, 2022 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanson?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Stowe?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome our guests to this evening's meeting and invite you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance. Led this meeting by Mr. McCann.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're up to agenda item three. This would be additions to the agenda. I have no additions or changes to make at this time. Mr. Frye?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I actually have three. I know that we've talked about the cell phone tower legislation, and I think Mrs. Branning has some materials for us to review. I'd like to put that, add that to the agenda.
We'll make that agenda item 16.
And then in addition to that, I'd like to schedule a Finance Committee meeting for budgetary consideration for 2023, and then a Committee of the Whole meeting to look at the update on a TIF. And we've got some additional information, and we can potentially consider moving forward on that.
Let's set those as agenda item 15A to set the Finance Committee meeting. This is for the budget review. And then 15B would be to schedule a meeting concerning the TIF for the downtown area. And of course, 16 is the North through Cell Tower ordinance, which was just being distributed. It's ordinance 89-2022. And it came around with a significant memorandum from the law director.
Mr. Mayor, I have talked to the law director about possibly having a zoning and administration meeting to discuss the memorandum, which I just saw, I haven't read. But we could schedule that.
You can schedule it as a part of agenda item 16.
Yeah, okay, great.
There is another discussion to be had with that, as requested by the president of the council, too. Well, let's wait till we get there. Any additional changes to the agenda from members of City Council? Seeing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Miller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Or Mrs. Branning?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and tonight's agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item four is approval of our meeting minutes from our last meeting on September the 19th. Mr. Frye?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move adoption of the meeting minutes for the council meeting of September 19th, 2022, as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve those meeting minutes as submitted. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the meeting minutes of September 19th, 2022, are approved as submitted. Now, on to agenda item five. We are pleased to welcome into council chambers representatives of ProMedica and Flower Hospital. We have Hospital President Darrell Prokoviac. We have the Associate Vice President of Operations, William Yenrick, and Associate Vice President of Nursing, Karen Miller. Welcome. We have a proclamation from the mayor's office we'd like to present to you tonight. We've seen that other communities have been recognizing their local hospitals for the yeoman work made during the pandemic. And we believe none are more deserving than Flower Hospital for all that you did here. So I'm going to come around and read this to you and present it to you. You can all stand with me. I'll just stand in the middle here with the face this way.
Chuck asked you to handle that too, or maybe Daryl can hold it for you.
You got to do it. Gee, I thought my voice was strong enough as it is, but it's to get it on the, the YouTube. This is a proclamation of the Office of the Mayor, whereas ProMedica Flower Hospital helped the Sylvania community respond to the COVID pandemic, and whereas Flower Hospital was assisted by the National Guard with non-clinical duties at the hospital, which was a great help and lifted the spirits of the employees. And whereas three additional patient care units were opened to support patients during surges at the hospital, which enabled patients to then stay in Sylvania. And whereas hospital staffing was a major issue as their census increased during the surges and employees stepped up to meet the demand and provided over 30,000 vaccinations at the hospital's clinics. Therefore, I, Craig A. Stahl, do hereby proclaim Monday, October 3rd, 2022, today, as ProMedica Day in the city of Sylvania. Thank you for all you've done. We'll turn this around. I can say that I witnessed both your extra clinics. I was in the hospital, not in one of the COVID clinics, but it was going on at the other end of the floor I was on. And I had both of my first two COVID shots at your clinic down in your conference room. So you certainly helped me and many other people in the community. So thank you. I'm going to give this to Daryl.
Thank you.
And thank you for taking the time.
Again, we'll celebrate this with our teams for sure, and just have been humbled by the way they've stepped up and served our community. So we'll continue to do so. So really, again, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
We appreciate all you do in our community. And I'd like to say that Daryl is stepping up to be next year's chair of our Community Improvement Corporation. He's the assistant chair for the last 2 years. So thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, that brings us up to agenda item 6, which is proposed resolution 11-2022. This is an ordered resolution from the last meeting to grant City Council's support for the Toledo Lucas County Public Library 3.7 mil replacement levy.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Brown.
Since my company has a direct contract with the library, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago at the last meeting, I would respectfully request to put back to the table on this matter.
Is there a motion to do that?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries, and clerk should have the record show that Mr. Fry is pushed back from the table due to a conflict of interest. I need another member of City Council, perhaps Mrs. Westfall, to read this resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 11-2022, a resolution of the Council of the City of Sylvania supporting the 5-year 3.7 mil replacement levy for the Toledo Lucas County Public Library. I move final passage of resolution number 11-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance or resolution 11-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. And resolution 11-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. There were two levies that you requested resolutions to support. The second was the Olander Park System Levy. Let the record show that Mr. Fry has rejoined us at the table, and I call upon him for Resolution 12-2022.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 12-2022 and read by title only. A resolution of the Council of the City of Sylvania supporting the five-year 0.8 mil replacement levy for the Olander Park System. I move passage of Resolution Number 12-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of Resolution 2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 12-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you. We certainly need to share both of these resolutions with the requested agencies. All right, that gets us up to Agenda Item 8. We have done several right-of-way acquisitions in the past for the Monroe and Silica Improvement Project, and Mr. Aller is back with three more for tonight, including one at the library.
This is a combination of a permanent right-of-way take from the library, as well as a temporary construction easement. Conversation with the library went just fine. We had some issues in some old naming that was still attached to the property, and so we had to work through those issues. And once we got those resolved, then we're ready to come forward with what we have in front of you. We have reached an agreement with the library system in the amount of $14,910. Combined for the permanent right-of-way as well as the temporary construction easement. These funds were anticipated in this year and are included in our capital fund budget. And we would recommend approval of the warranty deed and the temporary easement.
This is a title I have not seen for many years. The Sylvania Exempted Village School District Public Library.
We had to work through.
All right. This is Ordinance 86-2022. Mr. Fry, would you like to push back on this one?
Yes, I would like to push back on this one as well, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Let the record show Mr. Fry has pushed back due to a conflict of interest, and I will go to Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce and read by title only Ordinance Number 86-2022. Accepting a temporary construction easement from and authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a purchase agreement with the Toledo Lucas County Public Library for the Monroe and Silica Improvement Project and Silica Drive Bridge Replacement Project, dedicating the same for public purposes, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $14,910, and I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of Ordinance Number 86-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 86-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Moving on to Agenda Item 8B, Mr. Aller.
Mayor, same project, and we move a little bit further to the east. And the next two letters that you have are both for the Montgomery Holding Company. And this one was also very confusing. This was, we had a section that was a gap parcel in that once the property deeds for all of the properties along that northern end were reviewed, there was actually a gap between two of the properties that essentially, according to the deeds, nobody owned, which obviously.
The bounds of the parcels did not come together.
They did not match. And through a lot of investigation and reviewing, it was, the error was discovered in starting points through the years. This all occurred very, very, very many years ago, and just stayed that way until now as we were doing our project. So The first document that you have in front of you, which is the warranty deed, and then 31T or temporary easement 31, that is for, just as it says, a warranty, a permanent right-of-way take, and a temporary construction easement. We have come to terms with the property owner in this case, and that amount is $8,370. And again, it's coming out of the same capital improvement fund.
I'd like the record to show that Mr. Fry has rejoined us at the table. Are there any questions for Mr. Allard? If not, I've cleared it with Mr. Richardson that we're going to have his committee members read this since he has six items on the agenda tonight. Mr. Hanum, you're now alphabetically monitored, so we ask you to read this ordinance.
And by this ordinance, you're referring to
87-2022.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of ordinance number 87-2022. All members of council having received copies, I'll read by title only, accepting temporary construction easements from and authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a purchase agreement with Montgomery Holding Limited for the Monroe and Silica Improvement Project and Silica Drive Bridge Replacement Project, dedicating the same for public purposes, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $9,270, and I move adoption of ordinance 87-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for approval of ordinance number 87-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance number 87-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you. On to the third of these, ordinance 88-2022. Mr. Allen.
Those same errors in the property descriptions that we mentioned actually gave Montgomery Holding Company, actually gave them half of Richard Decker Place, which was obviously an error. And so to correct that, we requested a quitclaim deed with Montgomery Holdings so that we'd take that half of the alley back under our ownership. They've agreed to do so. And this should clarify all of those properties there for years to come. So this 88-2022, we recommend this passage. It will give us the half of Richard Becker Place that we've always had. So
our city ordinance or our city charter requires our service director to be both a professional engineer and a professional surveyor. Came into play tonight. All right. I'm going to move to Mr. McCann to read ordinance 88-2022.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 88-2022, accepting from Montgomery Holding Company Limited a quitclaim deed for a portion of property located at 6616 Monroe Street, Sylvania, Ohio. I move for passage of ordinance number 88-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 88-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 88-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. All right, those are the three easements. Turn to page two of our agenda for tonight. We're up to agenda item nine. We have a report from Mr. Aller concerning the proposed resurfacing of McCord Road. Mr. Allard.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As part of the bipartisan infrastructure law, additional funds have come into TMCOG's supervision, if you will, and to distribute to area communities, anybody that's a member of that MPO. Team LaCog in general will get a total amount of $4 million from that program, and they are required to have those funds committed or encumbered by May of 2024 or earlier, which that's a pretty tight time frame for projects that may not have been anticipated, you know, prior to the creation of the BIL. So what Team LaCog has done because of that aggressive schedule is basically said, okay, we're going to spread this out in the area and basically give 8 entities up to $500,000 for projects that they'd like to move forward with, but that those projects have to be pretty simple projects where you don't have to worry about right-of-way takes, any environmental issues, or things of that nature. When you take a look at projects that we have upcoming or that have we've already been committed to, the only road that we have that qualifies for these funds, because it does have to be a arterial collector street with certain traffic volumes, is McCord Road. It's probably a little early, in all honesty, in a schedule. If we were having to pay the full ticket, I probably wouldn't recommend that we do this just quite yet, that we give it some additional years. But with $500,000 being able to go towards it, I think now is the time to move forward with it. We will also be applying for $200,000 in OPWC funding for the project, so that would bring a total of $700,000 towards the construction of the project, assuming we are successful in both grants. I'm very confident in the BIL grant, a little less confident in the OPWC grant, but even if we're not successful with that one, again, it's still $500,000 towards the cost of the project, and I think it's something that we should move forward with. If we are successful with both grants, then that would leave a remainder of $190,338 in the city's responsibility. If we would not be successful with the OPWC, that would increase our commitment to $390,338. You know, I do recommend it moving forward. The BIL money is something that it's not, you know, it just doesn't come around very often. In fact, I've been doing this for about 29 years, and this is the first time that I can think of this much money being available. So I think we should take it while we can, and would recommend approval to make application for both the STBG and the OPWC programs.
McCord Road improvement was a major project for the city probably 20 or 25 years ago. And those of you that recall, it used to be a crowned road that drained to the sides. The city's project lowered that road considerably and put curbs and storm drains inside the road. When you come out of several of the roads, particularly Gaines Mill, you'll see that there's a ramp coming down into the road. The road was lowered quite a bit to improve that particular road. It was also resurfaced a few years ago, as I recall, with the thinner rehabilitation program. How long ago was that?
Yeah, we did the microsurfacing. Let's see, it's 2022. I believe we did that in 17, I believe. 17, might have been 18, that we did McCord Road.
But
yeah.
It needed to be somehow resurfaced.
Yeah, the microsurfacing has done a good job, and if not for these funds being available, part of you know, I'd like to let that go to see how much life we can get out of that microsurfacing on a road that's traveled as heavily as McCord Road is. But you know, it's hard to look or get horse in the mouth, and I think we should move forward.
Seems to me that the county portion of McCord Road south of Sylvania Avenue is a newer section and does not require improvement this time.
Yeah, they're looking at something, another project about 4 years down the road, I believe, on their end, on their side of Sylvania Avenue. Yeah.
Kevin, this work that we're considering here, or applying for the grants, is we talking Millenfell here, 2 or 3 inches?
Yeah.
This would basically be a mill and fill type project. There may be a few areas where we may dig down and do some spot repairs, but McCord, it's in pretty good shape, so primarily mill and fill.
Thank you. All right, we do have two resolutions to apply for these two different grant programs. First is Resolution 13, 2022. Call upon Mrs. Westfall as the remaining member of the Streets Committee to read that one.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 13-2022. All members of council having received in advance, I'll read by title only. A resolution authorizing the mayor and director of finance to file an Ohio Public Works Commission grant application for the McCord Road resurfacing project. I move final passage of Resolution Number 13-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
We moved and seconded for passage of Resolution 13-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 13-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. We also have Resolution 14-2022 for the other grant program. We're back to Mr. Richardson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is Resolution Number 14, which I will read by title only. A resolution authorizing the mayor and director of finance to prepare and submit an application to participate in the surface transportation block grant managed by the Toledo Metropolitan Area Council of Governments for the McCord Road resurfacing project and to execute contracts as required, and I would move passage as an emergency measure.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of Resolution 14-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 14-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you for bringing those together, Mr. Aller. The reason these are all coming to you tonight is the OPWC applications are due, I believe, next week?
Friday.
This Friday, okay.
Yes.
So we need to do these tonight. And we do have one more, Mr. Aller.
Yes. This project that we have is a Main Street reconstruction project. This is a project that we've talked to you about in the past. It will basically be a reconstruction of the pavement, full pavement width, everything inside the curbs. The existing curbs will remain, but everything inside of those curbs will be removed and reconstructed. We are going to reduce the travel lane widths in that section and install bike lanes on each side of the road, and the traffic signal at St. Joe's is currently a full traffic signal. That is actually going to become another hawk signal or pedestrian hybrid beacon signal. The traffic counts don't warrant a full traffic signal, and we've talked with St. Joe's leadership, and they're in full support of making a pedestrian hybrid. We do need a PHB or some sort of that nature, because with the school, there are a lot of crossings there, before and after. So that will be in place. The total cost of that project is $1,253,372. We have already been awarded $400,000 in SDBG funds for that project, so those funds are already committed. We also will be joining, this is one of the projects where we take a look at, can we leverage these larger projects and larger traffic volume projects with some of our other residential streets that would not be eligible for OPWC. They just wouldn't score well enough. And can we leverage that larger project in an effort to obtain funding for some of those smaller projects? We've done that on several things. Bonnybrook is the latest one that I can remember. I believe Forest Gate, we also leveraged funds. So those are the kinds of things that we're trying to group. This project, we plan on using or grouping Oakland Court in with that. That will also be a full reconstruction project. That's an old concrete street that has the frost heating and everything of that nature. And it's time for it to be reconstructed. We will also be replacing the water main in that section, as it's an older water lane and we've had several breaks through the year, so we'll be replacing that at the same time. The estimated cost of the Oakland Court project is $609,548. So if you combine those two projects, you're looking at a total project cost of $1,862,920. We have the $400,000 already committed through the STBG program, and we are recommending that we apply for 29% or $557,000 through OPWC. That would make our final contribution, out-of-pocket contribution, approximately $905,920. But enables us to get, by grouping the projects, and it enables us to get about $180,000 contributed towards that Oakland Court project that we otherwise would not get. We would have to pay the full cost of that project. So we recommend moving forward with this OPWC application.
Oakland Court reconstruction has been held off for 15 years or so by our streets group going in and replacing the worst of the concrete slabs, but it is need replacing for some time. It also, I received complaints about the cul-de-sac at the west end because it has an island in the middle. It's difficult for the trash trucks and other delivery trucks in particular to make that. I assume that we'll eliminate that island as a part of this project.
You're talking with the citizens along there, because you talk to 10 of them, they want the island gone. You talk to the other 10 and they want a smaller island. So there's going to be some discussions. Yeah, it's unfortunately not a unanimous decision on that, but it will definitely at a minimum be modified, because you're absolutely right, the radius is way too small to be able to get delivery trucks and our refuge trucks consistently tear that island up. So
back to Main Street, I want to talk about the traffic light for council's benefit here. I have watched the operation of that traffic light on Sunday mornings, and I see a church person open up the control panel for the lights and hold it on red for Main Street so that those parking lots can empty out quicker. Obviously, they're not going to have the facility to do that anymore, but I assume they will be allowed to go out in the street and hold up traffic to let the traffic, their traffic, onto the street. Is that accurate?
Excuse me. If that ends up being needed, yes, they can do that. They plan on modifying the exit patterns when they leave church. So I'm not sure that'll even be needed. If you look, I actually drove around church. That's the only stoplight that we have at any church in the city. And I think it just came to be about more so because of the school rather than the church.
Had a traffic light that lined up with the entryway to the old church, no, the old school that used to be there. And when the new school got built, we moved it and aligned it with the driveway rather than the front entrance walk. Mrs. Westlaw can confirm that. But that's my memory. And I think that we can't get rid of it. They're aware that they're going to be able to go out there and push red on Main Street and leave it red for a while. That's how I know it happens, because I was waiting. And I looked over
there and said, wow, I didn't know you could do that. Right. No, we met with Monsignor over there, and he was more than cooperative in working through the project.
Okay, and the second comment about Main Street, we're already underway for the scoping and possible lining of those sewer lines underneath this section of the road.
Yes, and actually that'll be coming up here in a little bit. But yeah, we are have already done some preliminary work and some preliminary engineering on taking care of the mainline sewer as well as the service laterals there.
Okay. Council's got a better understanding of the scope of this project then, both of them. So we do have as agenda item 10B, proposed resolution 15-2022 to authorize making application for this grant funds. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 15-2022 by title only, a resolution authorizing the mayor and director of finance to file an Ohio Public Works Commission grant application for the Main Street and Oakland Court reconstruction project, and I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Second. Moved it and seconded for passage of resolution 15-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and resolution 15-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure.
Mr. Mayor, could I just ask a quick question?
Certainly. Mrs. Westphal.
Mr. Aller, can you refresh my memory what you said in terms of timing when this is going to be done?
Construction portion of the project will be done in 2024.
Sorry, I had to ask that.
There is no certainty of funding in these projects. Other communities are becoming more educated in the grantsmanship necessary to submit these, and the scores have been going up. Mr. Aller is using his best skills to pick what we can and cannot apply for and still have a high enough score, but nothing is sure. If you get them all, that's a lot. All right, thank you. Going to move on to agenda item 11 now, which is large diameter sanitary sewer lining phase three. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Phase three of the project includes, this is another one that we kind of combined a couple projects, thinking that we'll give ourselves a little better chance on getting additional funding, especially on the one portion of the project that probably, well, not probably, it didn't score as well by itself as what it did when we combined them. So the first part of the project, planned part of the project, was the section that's right down street from our Monroe Street pumping station. It's a section between Main Street and Haroon Road and runs along the south side of 10 Mile Creek. It's primarily 30-inch and 36-inch pipe, and we'll be using the same cured-in-place pipe method that we've used on phases one and two. And the total, the cost of that project is $742,366.35. That's a very tight estimate, Mr. Fry. I know that you like those tight estimates. We also plan to rehabilitate the sanitary sewer system that is beneath Main Street in that same section that we're going to be reconstructing. A little bit longer for the sanitary sewer. We're taking a look at the section from 10 Mile Creek to Main Street Circle. That project will be a CIPP lining of the 12-inch sewer that is in there, and as well as lining and or replacing the sanitary sewer service laterals that are in that section. Those laterals were really our primary concern. We wanted to get those taken care of before we did the reconstruction work, because once you get in there with the reconstruction work and you've got the heavy equipment and the vibratory equipment and things of that nature, if those sanitary sewer laterals aren't in good shape or they're broken down at all, you'll eliminate their effectiveness. They will, if they're halfway gone, they will be 100% gone by the time we're done with the reconstruction project. So we wanted to get in there and get those repaired prior to the reconstruction project. And as we started taking a look again at the funding availability and leveraging projects against one another, we decided that it would be better for us to combine these two projects into one. The Main Street project is estimated at $954,940.25. And if you combine those two projects, you're looking at a total combined cost of $1,748,806.60. We do plan to, this is for approval of an OPWC grant. We have been successful in the other two phases of the project with the OPWC grant. This piece, we are asking for a little smaller percentage on it, just because in going for the higher amounts that we've done in the past, it doesn't score as well as those other two sections. And so we're concerned. We want to make sure we back off a little bit on the amount that we're asking for in an effort to make sure that we get funded. We think we're there. We think we found the sweet spot, so to speak. But so we're recommending the 29%. The remaining costs, $1,241,656, will then be financed through an OWDA loan, just like we have in for phases one and two. Taking a look at the current interest rates and running an amortization schedule. That would propose that we would need an increase of 14 cents per 1,000 gallons to be able to cover the debt cost of that loan. So that would take our current rate of $4.55 and increase that to $4.69 per 1,000 gallons just for the debt portion of this project. I'm not proposing any kind of rate increase right now. I'll bring that to you later as part of the budget discussions, but I just wanted to let you know while this project itself would have an impact on the rates. The normal customer, the average customer, residential customer in the city uses 5,500 gallons per month. So using that rate increase, that would increase their average monthly cost by about 77 cents. So that's the impact that it will have. This is a needed project, you know, obviously the OPWC grant funds will help us in keeping the cost down, and we recommend moving forward.
The earlier applications that you've already approved would be funded out of our capital improvement fund. Our portions would come out of the capital improvement fund. That seems like a really big commitment, and it is. You've noticed that our finance director, Mr. Schroyer, did not come out of his chair and object or even turn red. We softened him up during our staff meetings, and he agrees that the balances are available in our capital improvement funds. You will have an opportunity to review those in the coming month here as Mr. Fry sets his finance committee meeting.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
May I ask a question?
Ms. Stauffer.
Mr. Aller, it's proposed that this would be financed partially through the 20-year Ohio Water Development Authority loan, and I was just curious, in comparison with the 20-year loan, how long are these sewers meant to last?
Once we get everything lined again and replace the ones that will have to be replaced, some of the laterals that we investigated are too far gone already. We don't even trust the lining process, so we're going to physically replace them as part of this project. But once we have all of that, we should be back at a 50-year life on these items. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, we do have Resolution 16-2022 to authorize this sixth Ohio Public Works Commission grant application. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only resolution number 16-2022, a resolution authorizing the mayor and director of finance to file an Ohio Public Works Commission grant application for the large diameter sanitary sewer lining phase 3 and South Main Street sanitary sewer rehabilitation project. I move for passage of resolution number 16-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of resolution number 16-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and resolution 16-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Aller. We appreciate yours and Mr. Shaw's efforts to put these applications together. We are now up to agenda item 12. We have a memo here from Mr. Schroyer, our director of finance, about then and now certificates. Mr. Schroyer, why don't you introduce this?
These are the then and now certificates for the third quarter of this year. Again, these are the purchase orders that can't go through the normal process because of the timing of the purchase and the need to get the purchase done quickly. The auditor has asked us, or has asked council, city council, to approve all those that are over $3,000. This total is just under $46,000. If anybody has any questions on any of the details, otherwise we would ask that this gets passed.
This list has been going down through the course of the year, and we've identified a few on here that perhaps we can get done in the normal process. But things like the Vector repair, the last one on the list, when things break down, we don't have a purchase order that we can have ready to go for that. We'll continue to try and work these then and now certificates down, but these are the ones for the third quarter. Any questions for Mr. Schreier? If not, I need a motion to approve these then and now certifications. Mr. Frye.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll make a motion to approve the then and now certifications in the amount of $45,779.58 for Mr. Schreier's memo dated October 3rd, 2022.
Second.
Moved and seconded for City Council's approval of this list of then and now certifications. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item 13. Our city forester has brought to me the name of a interested volunteer to serve on the Sylvania Tree Commission. Whenever we have citizens step forward that are willing to serve on a committee and bring skills and enthusiasm to the committee, I'd like to bring them to you for approval. So we do have Ms. Maria Rose Duran, known as Rosie, to you for your approval. She has participated in other environmental projects in the area, and I ask you to confirm her appointment. Mr. Hanson, why don't you do this one since you're Parks and Forestry?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to make a motion to confirm the appointment of Ms. Maria Rose Duran to the Sylvania Tree Commission for a term expiring December 31st, 2024.
Second.
And moved and seconded to confirm the mayor's appointment of Maria Rose Duran to the Sylvania Tree Commission. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, now we are up to agenda item 14, which is committee reports. Mrs. Westfall, can you report on your community relations and employee relations committee meeting held earlier this evening?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we had an employee and community relations committee meeting today, October 3rd, 2022, to discuss the funding request from the River Road Garden Club. The meeting started at 7:17. All committee members were present: Mary Westfall, Marcus Hansen, Doug Hanem, Patrick Richardson, and other council members, Mark Fry, Brian McCann, Lindsay Stow, and did I miss anybody? I think I got them all. From administration, Chuck Silvernow, Bill Sanford, Leslie Browning, Sharon Booker, Chief Miller, and we also had Sharon Lang present and a guest, Nancy Cole, from River Road Garden Club. Bill Sanford introduced the Blue and Gold Star Memorial concept, and guest Nancy Cole. All members of council had received a letter about this in our last council packet, so everyone was somewhat familiar with it. Nancy explained the meaning of the Blue and Gold Star, and she also explained the funding needs they were facing, hoping for $830 to complete the Gold Star Memorial. So there was a discussion of the location. We considered Veterans Memorial Field or City Hall. Mr. Hansen moved that administration prepared legislation to advance the Blue and Gold Star memorials with a donation of $830 and to place them in front of City Hall. Mr. Hanem seconded. Motion passed, and the meeting adjourned at 7:30.
There's also a requirement that these will be installed by the city.
Right.
Mr. Aller, you were probably not in the room for that. City of Toledo had them done by a contractor. We might be able to do them in-house. We will need to determine the exact location, probably by the out in front of the brick wall. I know you and I have had discussions about the brick wall recently. We'll have to come up with a master plan exactly where to place them. But we do have a Memorial Day parade stop there. We place a wreath at that memorial, the statue memorial, and that seems like the appropriate place for these a Blue and Gold Star plaques.
Thank you for that addition, Mr. Mayor.
I think perhaps we need a motion to prepare that legislation.
So I would move that we prepare legislation to advance the Blue and Gold Star Memorial and also commit to a donation of $830 and place them in front of City Hall.
Second.
Moved and seconded to prepare legislation. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we'll be back to you with that legislation at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time? Hearing none, we'll go on to committee referrals. We have two added to the agenda. One to set a finance committee meeting for the budget process. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As all of you know, the administration works diligently around this time of the year to put together a budget for us to review. And I'd like to set a finance committee meeting up so that in conversations with Mr. Schroyer, he indicated the timing of that would potentially work to keep on schedule. I was looking at Friday morning, October the 14th. How does that look for people?
I'm out of town. But if that's what works for others.
Are you out of town just that day?
I'm out of town the afternoon of the 13th and then all day the 14th.
Okay.
I'm actually also out of town the 14th.
No, that's a problem, man.
Yeah. What time are you thinking of doing it that way?
Well, I was thinking of doing it early morning, but I'm not. I'd like to have at least all the members of the finance committee in attendance on that. Theoretically, I suppose we could do it. When are you back in town?
I have a flight on the 14th. I'm coming back early afternoon of the 17th, so I can be here for a regular meeting night.
Right. Mrs. Westfall?
I would be back on the 16th, actually.
So you would both be available on the 17th then?
No.
No. I land in Detroit at like 3-something.
Oh, 18th, you meant.
Definitely have that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to struggle with it.
Mr. Schroyer, you were hoping to have this meeting before our city council meeting on the 17th?
So we could take our first on October 17th?
Yes.
It could be after that.
Okay.
That whole following week was set up. We needed a second meeting, but we could have the first meeting that week. That would work out fine. The first reading won't be until the first meeting in November.
Right.
First reading of the ordinance.
Well, how's the 21st working?
I'm out of town again on the 21st.
I'm sorry?
I'm out of town again on the 21st.
Okay. Well, what about the 13th?
Patrick and I will not be together, I promise.
So what about the 20th?
I won't be here on the 20th no. either.
I can't do the 19th. I'm out. For about the 18th.
I could do the 18th.
I could do the 18th, but it's got to be at my day job at 9:05.
So Zero Dark 30? Mr. Hannon? You okay with Zero Dark 30 on Tuesday?
What's the zero?
Zero Dark 30 as in 7:30? Sorry.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
For you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I didn't understand that phrase either.
Something my brother always uses is Zero Dark 30. Okay, so. So the 18th, any members of council have a major conflict with the 7:30 meeting, other than obviously we got to roll out of bed and be here with that? For this, I would.
I think it speaks volumes that I'm going to become the one who doesn't want to get up in the morning.
So Mr. Schroyer suggested, I think the last year we did it here in council chambers. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to set a finance committee meeting on Tuesday, October 18th at 7.
Mark?
Yeah.
I may have to check on that. The city is doing a flu shot clinic in the council chambers on that day. I just don't know if that time it starts.
Right.
It's usually all day, though.
Well, we picked the date here. We're going to need to do it. If necessary, let's move the committee meeting into the conference room.
Yeah, let's.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll either do it here or in the conference room, 7:30 a.m. on Tuesday, October the 18th. All right, I think that was a motion.
Second.
Okay, then seconded to set that finance committee meeting. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries, and I'll have the clerk post that meeting time. Agenda item 15B, to set a meeting for discussion of the TIF.
Well.
Proposed TIF.
Based on our last conversation, Mr. Richardson, can you do a 7 o'clock? I don't think this is gonna, I don't think this TIF conversation is gonna be a struggle or long, so I was thinking 7 PM on, is that? 7 PM.
Well, on the 17th.
Okay, before you do that.
Yeah, yeah.
We're looking for. We've got a meeting scheduled for, a zoning and annexation meeting for 7 o'clock.
Oh.
We haven't set it yet, but we've got it scheduled.
So you want, you have a 6:30 for, this is in regards to the tower?
No, it's with regard to, Michelle Johnson and.
Got it.
She's gonna participate by Zoom, and it's at, set for 7?
6:30. I have it on my schedule.
No time.
No time, yeah.
We haven't, but she's available.
Okay.
She's available, so we can probably be flexible.
What does, I don't know, I mean, I think we could probably do this on the 7th, Mr. Mayor, don't you? Of November? Prior to the meeting on the 7th, the TIF?
There's nothing, there's no conflict here. The reason we're back is because city council asked us to be ready to report to them by tonight, October the 3rd. Mr. Sanford, do we have any need to rush this, or can we wait to?
Which one, Mayor, the?
The TIF meeting until November the 7th. The only thing I can say is that I believe the school board is ready to go on this.
Yes.
I hate to keep them waiting another 5 weeks. If we've got it sold with them, let's do it.
I do think it's important for us to have a discussion so that the council is comfortable with what is being proposed, but the negotiations and discussions with the school board has been positive to date.
Mr. Hayner, are you comfortable doing it on the night of the 17th after your public hearing at 6:30?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's tentatively set this up then, or we'll set it up at least on paper for 7 PM on, October 17th. I'll make that motion to, for the, committee of the whole regarding, TIF.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to set a committee of the whole meeting to discuss the proposed downtown TIF at 7 PM on October the 17th. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. It's a busy time of the year. Thank you.
Okay, do we have a public hea, okay.
We have a public hearing at 6:30.
Yeah, public hearing's at 6:30.
Right, this is the rescheduled.
I had it at 7, but that's wrong.
Correct.
Yep, 6:30 to 7. We think we're gonna do that in a half an hour.
If it doesn't, we'll take all the time that's necessary.
Yeah, we probably will have some neighbors there.
That could be a longer meeting. This is the project, the property on the Court Road, I believe.
Right.
Understood. We will delay the start of the council meeting as necessary.
And that's set up for 6:30?
Yes. All right. I think we're there on setting up those two meetings. Have city council meeting Monday night and people back at 7:30 the next morning. Good dedication. All right. I hadn't thought about the big box. Okay. Any other committee referrals to be made at this time? Let's move on to agenda item 16, the discussion of the Northview Cell Tower, and if there's a committee meeting to be established, we'll do it as a part of this.
Okay.
This agenda item. Mrs. Brining has distributed proposed ordinance 89-2022 with extremely itemized whereas statements as to how we got to this point. Mr. Fry, you had some other thoughts.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've had struggles with our situation once we received the order from our the federal judge, Judge Zuhari, and struggling with the what it appears to me to be the requirement to change my vote or potentially change council and require council to approve this. So, and I'm struggling at a personal level on that, since I'm an elected official. And I know from talking to Mrs. Brining, she's indicated to me verbally, and maybe to some of others of you, that in fact the federal judge does, in this particular situation, have the authority to require this. But I would be more comfortable if we could get an actual legal opinion from outside counsel on this matter. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful, Mrs. Ryder. We've had outside legal counsel on this all along. It seems to make sense to have the same firm take a look at this and give us a legal opinion back to you, make sure you're comfortable with it, and then sharing that back with us. Do you believe that is achievable in a couple of weeks? Because we do have a court order from a federal judge here we've got to deal with.
Thank you, Mr. Fry. I did email our outside counsel. I don't anticipate him having a problem with it, and I think 2 weeks is a reasonable time to get that turned around. If he indicates to me otherwise that it's going to take longer for some reason, I will certainly let you all know as soon as I hear back from him. I did not hear back from him this afternoon after we spoke. And I've been checking my email and still haven't gotten anything. So.
Understood. So my general thought process was, at the same time we're trying to strike a balance that we're not looking like we are ignoring a federal court order. So my suggestion, Mr. Mayor, would be that we do a first reading on this and we don't necessarily act on it until we see the particular response from outside counsel with their legal opinion, but that's just my thought process on this matter.
Mr. Hayden, this is the issue that you were thinking about having a zoning committee meeting on?
The law director has shared with us some wireless telecommunication facilities regulation adopted by other communities. It is not tied necessarily to this action, but it's the kind of thing
could come into play the next time.
It could come into play the next time, and we wanted to do that. I guess the timing on that, I guess, isn't really all that critical. If we wanted to not overload the 7th and kick it to the 21st, that would work. I'm sorry, the 17th is our next meeting that we're going to have all these
already a pretty busy evening.
So if we don't have a meeting on the 31st, so our next meeting is November 7th, and I think that would be fine if we had a meeting to consider that on November 7th. At we'll do that at I don't know, was it, what do you think, 6:30 or 6:45?
6:45. Mr. Zanon, did you want to wait?
Yeah, I'm going to do the other one. The other one is we also have Michelle Johnson's been looking at our zoning code, as we retained her to do that. She has some things she wants to talk to us about. We could do that. We're going to set that up by Zoom. We know she's available the 17th, mm-hmm. right?
Correct.
So maybe we should go ahead and schedule that for the 17th. We don't have a time, but we could maybe do that at 5:30. Or 5:45. Patrick, you on that zoning?
I'm not on the committee.
You're on the zoning. Yes.
I'm sorry, I am confused. I have on my calendar public hearing ZA2-2022. Is that this?
It's 6:30.
It's at 6:30. Okay, I just want to make sure I'm getting all the dates and activities involved here correctly. Okay. And then the TIF at 7.
TIF meeting at 7 PM.
Got it.
And Mr. Hanum is proposing 5:45.
5:45 with Michelle Johnson.
Yeah, that's good.
I forget who's on the committee.
That works for me.
That works for you?
Yep.
Okay, all right. So do 5:45 with Michelle Johnson on the 17th. She will be present by Zoom. Might need some help with that. And then I suggest we have a zoning and annexation committee meeting on November 7th to address wireless communications facility regulation going forward.
Okay, those are two separate committee meetings. You want separate motions or can they be combined? Okay, so I believe, Mr. Hanum, you have a motion to set those two
right
zoning committee meetings. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to set those two zoning committee meetings, one for October 17th at 5:45 with Michelle Johnson to consider downtown zoning, and the second one for Monday, November 7th at 6:45 to talk about possible cell tower regulations to put in the codified ordinances. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. And now back to Mr. Fry to introduce this for a first reading only. No vote will be involved.
I'd like to introduce for first reading ordinance number 89-2022. And I would read it by title only. Issuing special use permit for SUP-1-2021 is ordered by the United States District Court for the Northern District of Ohio, Western Division.
That is all the work necessary for a first reading. We will have it on the agenda again in 2 weeks. All right. Well, this is it'll be a busier evening 2 weeks from tonight. You earned your big bucks. Okay. Any further business to bring to the City Council's attention at this time? I would like to point out that included in your council packets is our meeting schedule for next year. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
And moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next council meeting on Monday, October 17th at 7:30 p.m. following a couple of committee meetings and a public hearing. Thank you.